Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Who feels like we are in a better place now than we were a year ago? Show of hands.
The damage to our entire medical system.
Better than even chance that Putin invades Ukraine.
What the hell's going on here?
71% of Americans believe there should be some reasonable restrictions on abortions.
The IOC deserves all of the disdain.
One more, bring anything down, super spreaders. I bet you voted for Trump, didn't you? Woo!
Yeah, that was a little Karen episode there in a Walmart. We'll play more on that for you coming up here. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We've got lots to get to this hour. We are going to talk to Hans von Spakovsky in just a minute. Next hour, we're going to talk to Ashley Smith-Thomas, taking a look back at these incredible polls that have come out showing not only independents, but even Democrats are disgusted with the last year since Joe Biden took office. I got that coming up for you in the 7 o'clock hour. Jesse Jane Duff, Tom Ackerman covering the big Chiefs victory last night and the sporting updates from over the weekend with the Blues. And, of course, the updates on Major League Baseball. We'll get to all that for you coming up. Right now, though, let's get to Hans.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, so good to have you on this Monday morning. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Are you a football fan? Did you watch any of that playoff football yesterday?
You know, I have to admit I didn't. I've still been leery about watching NFL games because, you know, a lot of them are still kneeling. A lot of them are staying in their locker rooms and they're supporting Black Lives Matter. And basically they're engaging in politics in a way that I think they ought not to be.
I agree completely. I saw it on the back of their helmets yesterday. Some of them had the little messages on the white pad that goes along the backside of the helmet. I probably haven't watched 2 minutes of NFL all season, but it didn't have a lot going on yesterday. And I sat there and watched that Chiefs game last night, probably one of the best football games I've ever seen. So I'm glad that I tuned in and caught it. Tell you what, our attorney general in Missouri has been accused of politicking because he's running for Senate. But he has filed lawsuits against like 30 school districts in the state of Missouri now over their masking mandates. Are you seeing anything like this anywhere else in the country?
Well, the thing that's going on in other states is you have governors and others, people like Governor DeSantis of Florida, telling the schools not to do this. So it's not just AGs, but you have other, frankly, I think wiser and saner executive branch officials doing the same thing. As you know, they are being threatened, those officials, by the U.S. Justice Department, who are making the absurd claim that not having a mask mandate in schools is somehow a violation of and discriminatory towards disabled students, which is one of the nuttiest theories I've ever heard.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, so Eric Schmidt filed suit Friday against 35 school districts. The districts argue that they've got a lot of autonomy on school rules. In other words, dress codes, you know, deciding when to close school because of a snow emergency, that all this other thing, and that he's trying to take away things they've always done in school districts by not enforcing a mask mandate.
Well, you know, they are super dependent on funding coming from the states and from local governments, which I think means that, for example, the state government has a lot of say-so over their curriculum and everything else they're doing in the schools. And, you know, a dress code is not the same thing as a mask mandate and all of the issues surrounding that.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, one thing that's stuck in my craw the past month or so is finding out that the state of New York is going to allow illegals to vote. I know that you've looked into that issue recently. Are there lawsuits filed about this already? Is anybody challenging this?
Yes. About 2 weeks ago, both the RNC and a number of Republican members of the city council and other legislators sued in New York in state court against this provision. If they get a good judge, and by a good judge, I mean somebody who actually pays attention to the law, they should win. The reason being that the state constitution in New York has a provision that pretty plainly says you've got to be a citizen to vote in all elections in New York.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope that gets enforced, because you've got, I mean, if it passes somehow, it's just going to encourage Gavin Newsom out in California, who's already trying to give all the free benefits away to people who are illegal, and we know what their border policy is all about to begin with.
Well, yeah, and it's a real disservice to actually the citizens of New York City, because the votes of aliens could overwhelm the votes of citizens. And listen, the way they wrote the law, reporters for propaganda outfits like Pravda, you know, the Russian one, Al Jazeera and others, they would be entitled to vote in New York City elections, if you can believe that.
Oh, my goodness. The insanity just doesn't stop. But thanks for keeping us on top of what they're trying to pull off. Hans, we appreciate you.
Sure thing. It's always nice talking to you.
Absolutely. We'll check in with you next week. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow there at Heritage, and anxious to get his thoughts on all these issues. Love getting him on here. Let me get to a quick break here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The NCAA totally dropped the ball with this issue, and I know that it was very difficult for me to go through this experience. I raced against biological males over a dozen times, and I was never close to winning a single time. And it's just a very heartbreaking thing to have to go through, and it's very disappointing that the NCAA did not want to take initiative and protect women's sports.
Yeah, Selena Soule was the athlete that that you're talking about there, who lost several. She's a track athlete. She lost several races in high school, right? In the 2019 Connecticut Indoor Track and Field State Championship, Selena finished one place away from qualifying for the finals, and the opportunity to compete for a qualifying spot at the New England Regional Championships in the 55-meter dash. The first and second place spots in the race were taken by two male transitioning to female athletes. And she's been one of the people that's been bold enough to speak out about it. I mean, imagine if those two slots weren't taken. She moves up. She gets to be in the finals. She's getting the attention of college coaches who are looking at her times and interested in her. She was on the there was a different one named Chelsea Mitchell on the road to achieving state titles and awards. But because of their biological advantage, the male athletes began to win those accolades that should have belonged to Chelsea or Selena. I promised you that soundbite earlier. I wanted to go back and get it for you because I had edited it. But it's just at least a few people have been willing to stand up by name and complain about it. So good for them. I maybe they filed suit over it. I don't know. that's got to change. No matter what else happens, that's got to change. We've got to work that out. So that's coming up. We know that. Hey, did you see this story out of Washington University? That professionalism.
Yes.
Is considered racist.
Hmm.
I mean,
didn't know that.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm really not. I mean, for years there's been a battle in our high schools over this similar issue. The term professionalism. This is how they discuss this in a seminar at Washington University called "Is Professionalism a Racist Construct?" And the event is being held virtually through the university February 1st, but states that the term professionalism has at times been used to silence and marginalize people of color. Just in case you didn't know that. This is how they describe it. In this context, professionalism therefore upholds white supremacy. If you are a professional, which means you, I don't know, what does professionalism mean to you? That you use, I don't know, professional language, you don't curse in the workplace, you don't, you follow office rules, you come to work on time, you show up for appointments that you booked on time.
Do your job.
You do your job, you dress mm-hmm. appropriately, you do those sorts of things, and people have taken that to mean that you're what again, to me, that's as insulting as
yes.
the argument that if you're black, having to show an ID at the polls somehow prevents you from voting. I'm not black, but if I was black, I'd be offended by that. If somebody said because I was white, having to show an ID at the polls would somehow keep me from voting, I'd tell them to screw off. What? How dare you suggest that I'm not mentally capable of going and getting an ID or acting professional at work? This is how they described it in the syllabus for the event. The term professionalism has at times been used to silence and marginalize people of color when attributes of appearance, language, or interactions that have nothing to do with job knowledge or constructive collegial relationships are labeled as unprofessional. Talk about the dumbing down of society. Can we talk? This embodies the dumbing down of society. And it's happening. They're poisoning the minds, again, of our college students right up the street here at the $60,000 a year campus of Washington University in St. Louis. And proudly, this is making national headlines this morning, just so you know. On the bright side, because I'm telling you about this on the 24th of January, you can still sign up maybe and participate. I maybe you got to be a student. I don't know. But they're holding this event on February 1st. I'm sure it's virtual.
It is, yeah.
It's got to be virtual. It's going to focus on dismantling white supremacy and privilege in varied contexts while upholding social justice and advancing effective workplaces in which all contributors can bring their full selves to the job site. I assume even if that full self is not professional, I don't know. What does it mean you bring your full self to the job site? Stoned and in your pajamas? I what does that mean? I don't know what that means. Wow. Hey, coming up, Jennifer Kashinka is going to update us on what's going on in the markets this morning. Denise Schaefer at 6:48 in other news. And we're going to get to Jesse Jane Duff at around 8 o'clock today. Stay tuned.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Not surprisingly, the media out of Buffalo this morning is calling for an immediate change to the NFL overtime rules. And 2 years ago, I believe it was the Chiefs coach who called for a change to the NFL overtime rules. So you can't make everybody happy. I wish they would do it the way they do it in college, but that's the rules are the rules. If you win the toss in an NFL overtime game,
yeah, both
you
getting
win.
A possession is makes the most sense. But
yeah, I know.
It's but not anyway. The Chiefs' fault, so you can't. They didn't make up the rule.
Well, particularly last night, when every time one of these two quarterbacks touch the ball, they're throwing zip line TDs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the sad part about it. You know, Josh Allen was sitting over there just hoping he'd get one more shot, and who knows what he might have done. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy
could've,
for the Chiefs, should've. But still, coulda, woulda, shoulda. I know, because I thought sure it was over at 14 seconds. Jennifer Kashinka, were you blurry-eyed this morning like Gordon Deal?
I did not see the end, but they have to change the overtime rules.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's not fair that it comes down to a coin toss. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty much what it comes down to. I'm assuming at some point they negotiated that with the players, but I don't know.
You still got to score the touchdown. I mean, if field goal's not good enough, then the other team still gets the possession. But to not have a possession after even a touchdown is silly.
Agreed.
Yeah, I fear we may have watched the Super Bowl last night, actually.
I know. Can anything get better than the four games this weekend? I don't think so.
It's true. What's going on out there?
Futures are modestly lower this morning following the worst week on Wall Street since March of 2020. The NASDAQ slumped 7.6%. The S&P 500 was down 5.7%. The Dow Industrials dropped 4.6%. This week, we'll see a number of quarterly earnings reports from big-name companies, including IBM, Microsoft, Tesla, and Apple. Goldman Sachs says accelerating inflation could cause the Federal Reserve to get even more aggressive than economists expect in the way it raises interest rates this year. With the market already expecting 0.25 percentage point hikes this year, Goldman says the Omicron spread is aggravating price increases and could push the Fed into a faster pace of rate increases. The firm says it's forecasting hikes in March, June, September, and December, but it sees a risk that the Fed will want to take some tightening action at every meeting until the inflation picture changes. The Fed's policymaking committee begins a two-day meeting tomorrow. Tax season is officially here. Early filers can start filing their 2021 returns online starting today. That's earlier than the delayed start of February 12th last year, when the IRS needed extra time for many pandemic-related reasons, including new tax rules that were signed into law in late December of 2020. The IRS says most taxpayers will receive their refund within 21 days of when they file electronically if they choose direct deposit and there are no issues with their tax return. Amazon and Facebook's parent company set records in their spending on Washington lobbying last year with outlays of at least $20 million each. Alphabet parent Google shelled out $11.5 million last year. Microsoft spent $10.3 million. Apple paid out $6.5 million. The spending by big tech has come as companies increasingly find themselves in lawmakers and regulators' crosshairs on a range of issues. Airbus has canceled Qatar Airways' $6 billion contract for 50 A350 aircraft because of the airline's $600 million lawsuit against the manufacturer over peeling paint. Airbus announced the unusual move after Qatar went public with images of blistering and peeling paint on the 21 planes it has so far received under the contract. Airbus says there was no need to ground the planes because European regulators reviewed the paint problem and found no safety issues. The hits just keep on coming for Peloton, capping off a turbulent week for the connected fitness company, which entailed shares plummeting as Peloton said it was considering layoffs and halting some production. Another character appeared in a popular TV show having a heart attack while riding a Peloton bike. In the Showtime hit Billions, a character suffers a heart attack while riding a Peloton bike. This comes about a month after a character in HBO's Sex and the City sequel died from a heart attack after taking a Peloton cycling class. Peloton says it did not give Billions permission to use its brand on the show. And you'd think parents of young kids would know this by now. Smart devices in the hands of kids can cost you, literally. Ayanch Kumar in New Jersey is not even 2 years old, but he already knows how to handle a cell phone and supply his family with all the furniture they need. The toddler got a hold of his mom's phone and ordered $1,700 worth of furniture from her Walmart account. The family didn't find out until all the boxes started arriving at their home. Originally, the parents planned to return all the items, but since the story has gone viral and made people laugh, they're now considering keeping some of the items for memory's sake.
Wow. How old was the kid?
Less than two.
I'm not surprised. Honestly, I mean, my 8-month-old grandson can pick up the phone and like do things with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure maybe some of it's just by chance, but still.
Let it be a lesson. Doesn't matter if it's by chance. You got to watch that stuff.
Yes.
All right, Jen, thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Holy cow. We've heard stories like that before. Sometimes they're willing to let you send all that back, but other times there have been cases where they haven't. You know, she was talking about that Peloton story. How did they know it was a Peloton? There's lots of exercise bikes, right? Were they very clear about the fact that it was a Peloton?
I think so.
Probably.
I don't watch Billions, but I know people that love it.
Well, here's the thing about WAGs, because, I mean, obviously it's a little bit of a spoiler alert. So there's a season 6 premiere, apparently, that's out now for Billions.
It's on Showtime.
And because she just said it, I'll say it again. One of the characters has a heart attack. Now, there's no evidence that he dies or anything, but it was Wags. And having watched Billions, I can tell you, this guy's not the picture of health. I mean, the alcohol abuse, the drug abuse, mm-hmm. everything he's been through. So I don't know that they're suggesting it was the Peloton that caused his heart attack.
Well, it's also a dig at Sex and the City. Because they had something like
a couple
months ago.
But I don't know when they taped that thing either. It's obviously...
Actors talk, Mark.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, I think so. Showtime gave a little dig to HBO.
Well, then this is an uncomfortable story for us to talk about this morning, but it was in the news yesterday. I read an article yesterday that they're worried that spinning classes are causing incontinence for women. Did you see that story?
Mm-mm.
I thought it was a male problem.
Well, I mean, leaks. Inability to control the bladder kind of thing. That they interviewed several women that had this problem. And now they're talking about the fact that they think it might have been connected to these intense spinning classes. It might have had something to do with it. So just something to... It's in the news.
Just on to add that to the list of reasons why I hate those bikes.
Exactly. I don't know. Peloton's getting hit by all sides.
Because, I get that people love it, and as long as you find an activity that you love, that is what is important. But I couldn't. That is the last on my list of how I would exercise.
The thing I find irritating is in their commercials, where you've got the coaches yelling at you, "Come on, you can do it. Let's hit that hill.
Get up the hill."
That irritates me. Even though I'll admit that I've done boot camp stuff before. Got a friend in town that runs some boot camps, and I did that years ago. And when it's in person, it's that extra little bit of motivation. But you know the guy on the screen on your Peloton has no idea who the hell you are.
He can't see you.
They're just yelling in general. Like if somebody's standing next to me saying, "Come on, we can make it. We just got another quarter mile. You can run. You can do it. You can do that last push-up." That's one thing. But those commercials are ultimately irritating. Maybe people just got tired of it. I'm just... speculating there, of course. All right, quick break here. We've got In Other News coming up with Denise Schaefer. Next hour, we're going to talk about some of these poll numbers that have come out for President Biden. Even among independents and Democrats, it's horrific is the only way to describe it. We'll talk to Ashley Smith-Thomas about that coming up. She's a political strategist and CEO of Freedom Fund USA. Jesse Jane Duff. We got Tom Ackerman, KMOX sports director, at about 8:35 to talk about not only the football playoffs, but the Blues and whether or not there's any progress for the Cardinals, because we've got to be within a month of pitchers and catchers normally reporting. So that's starting to get down to where the rubber needs to hit the road. We'll be back in just a minute.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, since I'm still riding the high from the Kansas City Chiefs win, I'm going to start with a little story from Kansas City. I don't know. I guess this weekend's games were awesome, but last weekend the Chiefs also had to win to get to this weekend. And Mark, I guess you probably weren't watching since you said
pretty much started
this weekend.
I was. What are you talking about?
So
Denise?
I love Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's so fast. He had a great touchdown yesterday. And then last week, though, after a touchdown, he went up to the stands and was looking, you know, just like to celebrate his you know, his touchdown.
Yeah.
He goes and grabs the pom-poms from one of the cheerleaders.
That's right.
And he's on the sideline doing this little dance with the pom-poms. And I mean, it's just, it was funny. It was lighthearted. I loved it. Well, he's been fined $12,875 for his little dance.
Which is the rules.
Which is more than all of those cheerleaders make in a year.
Was it taunting? Is that what
it's
they...
It's unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, it's unsportsmanlike.
You know, and I mean, I get that they had to do that. I think, isn't it the greatest show on turf that brought that? Because
the
they
Bob
used
and
to...
Leave.
Yeah, they... I mean, if it's taking up time...
Yeah.
From the game, I get that they're like, okay, we got to stop with the celebrating, but I don't know. When it's your team, you love it, and you're like, yeah, you should celebrate that touchdown. When it's not your team, you're like, stop celebrating. We need to get the game moving.
That's so. Pretty much exactly right.
The Bucks did that yesterday when they all caught that interception.
Yeah, and they ran to the end zone
and
all
they
posed,
did
the,
like
right?
a boat. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You're not stopping them from celebrating. They're just getting fined for it.
Well,
and if they don't care, then they're going to go celebrate their touchdown.
Let's talk about Tyreek's touchdown yesterday, right? So the man flat out left these other defensive backs
in
like
the
they were
dust.
Standing still.
Yes.
I've never seen anybody run that fast that I can remember. And there was one guy that still had a chance to get in that was coming in
Tyreek's
from the left.
Like,
and
he, I don't
no,
think so.
I think he gave him the peace out sign as he ran by him. He stuck his left hand out.
It's like,
And zipped into the end zone.
Yes,
that was pretty funny.
That was really awesome. Was.
But he didn't get charged with taunting for that. So,
well, not yet. I mean, again, this was a week later. We'll see what happens.
I wonder if he had just used one finger, if that would have been taunting. Hey, here we go.
Maybe. Another kind of sports-related story. Gonzaga has suspended John Stockton's basketball season tickets after the Hall of Famer refused to comply with the university's mask mandates. They have taken away his season tickets.
Okay.
I think part of it is that he's a high-profile alum from Gonzaga.
Yes.
People know who he is, you know, Hall of Fame NBA player. And
champion.
He has been he was in a documentary of some sort. I mean, he's been interviewed. He is out there saying he's anti-vax, he's anti-mask mandates and all this kind of stuff. I think he made a claim in this in this video that he was a part of, that more than 100 professional athletes have died from the vaccine, which experts are saying that there's no scientific evidence of that. But this really just stems from the fact that he won't wear a mask at the games, and so they have taken away his tickets.
Yeah, this is academia getting even with somebody whose voice they disagree with.
Yes.
Their rule is so strict at Gonzaga that you have to have a mask on at all times. They have mask police who walk around and look for people not wearing masks and yell at them.
And this is at Gonzaga?
At Gonzaga, yeah.
Kind of sounds like Spain.
It does. Or Australia.
Because over the weekend, police were firing water cannons and clouds of tear gas in Brussels. And this is just part of all of the protests that were going on in Europe over the weekend. It was big in Brussels on Sunday. There was issues going on trying to disperse demonstrators who were out there against the restrictions and the mask mandates and stuff like that. Thousands of people out there. And in Barcelona, they were also doing this. And I didn't realize that. This is what made me think of it, is that masks are mandatory in Spain outside.
What?
That's
yes.
fun.
So there were people, the people were protesting, obviously, against mask mandates. So they're out there in Spain without their masks on. Lo and behold, in Spain, that's against the law. You're supposed to have a mask on even when you're outside.
That's just insane.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I wonder why people are out there protesting. I absolutely they are. But they also need to control themselves because that's why there were issues. But, you know, I don't blame them for being out there.
Well, there was a big rally in D.C. to stop the mandates this weekend.
Yeah?
We got sound from Dr. Robert Malone. I'll play that a little later.
Dr. Fauci is saying that 2 years later, we're going to have to learn to live with COVID. Thanks for finally getting there, Dr. Fauci. That's the long-term plan anyway. And the best-case scenario is that he predicted that the current surge is going to peak by mid-February. COVID will become part of the general respiratory infections that we've learned to have to deal with. So, and then when he was asked about a second booster, he said we still need some more studies on that. He wasn't willing to really say anything. He wasn't saying no, but he wasn't saying yes. He was saying we still need a little more time to figure out if we're going to need that.
Shocked. That's where we would like to be, is to have that where you don't have to get more and more always every 6 months with a booster. We may need to boost again. That's entirely conceivable. But before we make that decision about yet again another boost, we want to determine clearly what the durability of protection is of that regular boost, that third shot that we're talking about.
I'm still waiting for someone to explain to me why this is different. And I'm no doctor. That's why I don't get it. Why we don't do this with the flu shots. It's once a year. What's this, like, less than 6 month thing?
I'm with Dr. Schaefer, personally. I just have to type. I'll be calling you for my checkup here. So, I I'm with you. That makes zero sense.
I'll tell you
sense.
To ask another doctor.
Yeah, thank you. Please
opinion.
Get a second opinion. Ashley Smith-Thomas coming up on Joe Biden's terrible first year in office. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.